Shalom, אנחנו לומדים בזוהר.
Hello, we're reading in Zohar for All, in the first part, the introduction to the book of Zohar. We're in the letters of Rav Himnuna Saba.
שוב, אנחנו בהקדמת ספר הזוהר.
Again, we're in the introduction to the book of Zohar.
הקדמת ספר הזוהר, עמוד 200.
The first volume.
מאמר אותיות ברב הימנון
הסבא. Item 22, the letters of Rav Himnuna Saba.
עוד 22.
Yes, letter 22.
בראשית, רב הימנון
הסבא. 22. In the beginning, Rav Himnuna Saba said, we found in the words, Bereshit bara Elohim et, in the beginning, God created the, we found an inverse order of letters. First, it writes bet, and then bet, Bereshit bara. Then it writes aleph, and then aleph, Elohim et. When the Creator wished to make the world, all the letters were still hidden. And 2,000 years prior to the creation of the world, the Creator was observing and playing with the letters. Explanation. He asked two questions. One, why did the letters Aleph Bet come in an inverse order? In the beginning of the Torah, first Bet and then Aleph. Two, why were those letters doubled? First, the two letters Bet of the two words Bereshit Bara, and then the two letters Aleph of the two words Elohim Et. He answers, when the Creator, Bina, wished to make the world, to elicit Zon, the world, the letters, Kilim of Zon, were still hidden, included in Gar, Abba V'ima, and were not known. Also, Chochmah and Bina are called 2,000 years. Before the world was created, the letters of Zon were included in Chochmah Bina. This is why the Hitkalilut, the mingling of Zon in Chochmah and Bina, is referred to as 2,000 years prior to the creation of the world, the Creator was observing and playing with the letters. Since then, Zon were regarded as Man in 2,000 years, which are Chochmah and Bina. And the man always causes the light in the upper one. This is why it was said that at that time, when they became man in Chochmah and Bina, the Creator was looking and playing with the letters. 23. When he wished to create the world, all the letters came before him, from last to first. The letter Taf went in first and said, O Lord of the world, it is good for you to create the world with me, for I am the seal on your ring, which is Emet, truth, meaning the last letter in the word Emet. And you are called by the name Truth. It is becoming of the king to begin with the letter Emet and create the world with me. The Creator replied to her, you are comely and upright, but you are unfit to create the world with you, since you are to be inscribed in the forehead of men of faith, who will keep the Torah from Aleph to Taf, from A to Z, and in writing you, they will die. Moreover, you are the seal of death, since Taf is the last letter in the word Mavet, death as well. And because you're so, you're unfit for the world to be created with you. She promptly departed. Explanation. When he began to sort out the Zon, which is called the world, in order to create them, all the letters of Zon came before the Creator, starting with Tav, the last of all the letters, and ending with Aleph, the first of all the letters. They came from last to first, and not in their usual order in the alphabet, because they came by the order of Man, in which they are arranged in the order of Tav, Shin, Resh, Kuf, the inverse order of letters. And the order of Aleph Bet Gimel is the order of Mad, from above to below. But the order of the Man is always contrary to the order of the Mad, as it is from below upward. This commentary in the letters is profound indeed. To somewhat clarify it, I'll give you a short introduction into the vastness of this commentary. The creation of the world means improvement and existence in a way that the world can exist and complete the aim for which it was created. It is known that God has made them one opposite the other. Opposite each force in Kedusha and holiness, the Creator made an equal force in the Sitra Achra, and opposite from the Kedusha. As there are four worlds, Abiyah, the Kedusha, there are four worlds, Abiyah, the Tumah, of impurity, opposite them. Hence, in the world of Asiya, there is no distinction between one who serves God and one who does not serve Him, as there is no distinction whatsoever between Kedusha and Tumah. Accordingly, how can the world exist? How can we tell good from evil, Kedusha from Tumah? However, there is one very important scrutiny, which is that another God is barren and does not bear fruit. Hence, those who fail in Him and walk by the path of Abiyah the Tumah, their source dries out and they have no blessing of spiritual fruits. Thus they wither away until they shut completely. The opposite is those who adhere to Kedusha. Their works are blessed, as it is written, as a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers. This is the only scrutiny in the world of Asiya, to know if he is in Kedusha or to the contrary, as it is written, and test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I do not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows, afterwards it is written, so you will again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve Him. Thus, it explains that it is impossible to tell one who serves the Creator from one who does not serve Him, but only in the blessing. This is the heart of this commentary of the letters, since all the letters came to create the world, according to the instruction of the degree in Kedusha that is unique to that letter. For the 22 letters are the elements of all the heads of the degrees in the four worlds, Abiyah. Each of them appreciated its own merit, indicating that by obtaining her degree, the people of the world would be able to make the Kedusha prevail over the Klipot to reach the desired end of correction. But the Creator replied to each of them that opposite here is that same force in the Klipot as well. Hence, people will not obtain any scrutinies through her.
Questions. Are there any questions, please? Perach Tikva 19.
Good evening, Rav, and everyone. We also learned in the morning a lot of these different details, darkness, light, and now he's reminding us that when the Creator created the world, he created one opposite the other. What does it mean, one opposite the other? Why did he do this?
This against that, the Creator created, because we as created beings need to be included of two forces, of two distinctions, which are opposite, because afterwards we wouldn't be able to feel, to locate ourselves, the state that we are in. This is why we have to be in a reality which includes two opposite forces. And this is what the Creator did. Light and darkness, and from the connection between them, then he made discernments, which are called letters, otiyot, and by those letters, we can see where we are, why, for what, who are we. If there were no kind of discernments, then we wouldn't feel ourselves. that we even exist.
Why are there such parts in the Zohar that you tell us about all the time, that you tell us that there's more light there, and then there's some that are less light? Where are we in this whole picture? How do we even do this? It's not clear. Why is one higher and lower? What is the connection to the reader? When do I succeed in drawing more light or less light in general?
Are you done?
Of course.
Good. You could have shortened it. Everything that is spoken about, it is towards the created beings and towards the degrees that they are in. More light or darkness or more actions or states. And it's not because this is what happens in reality, but towards the same feeling that the created beings are feeling. Inspired by. And we, on our path, we'll feel the same changes that the Creator invites in us, because of all these changes that we go through, these and these, all kinds of forms, we build in ourselves and itpa'alut. And from this, we start to be connected with the Creator. You have kids, right?
Yeah, and you know them.
Then you remember that you held them in your hands, and they couldn't feel and understand and weren't even included in the reality that are in your hands, this small. But slowly they start to impress from all kinds of discernments, effects on them, sounds, lights, words, what they speak, and they open their mouths and they don't even know what to do. But slowly they start to include of all kinds of effects from you, and then they have this language, and this is how they enter life. And later on, they don't just understand, but can express themselves in this language and enter in a dialogue with you. And the same here, the Creator created the creature, the will to receive, and then he teaches him what is words, language, colors, all kinds of discernments. And then the creature, afterwards, after he receives these things, he becomes fulfilled with them, and then he can enter a mutual connection with the Creator.
Meaning it's possible to reach such a state where we feel what is written. We can feel it, not just to understand it.
Also this and also that. Please, Amit. Oh, but wait. We have Ukraine.
Yes, dear Rav, he writes here about this examination that it's possible to do in the world of Asiya in order to see who's serving and not. And here it's written it's possible to do only thanks to the blessing. What does that mean?
A blessing is when a person receives from above a special force which opens his eyes, his mind, and he starts to see and feel that he's in the upper world, besides this world, in the upper world as well. He starts to understand where he is, like a baby, when he opens his eyes and he sees that he's found in a world that there are people and they relate to him and he can relate to them and so forth. And he enters a connection with upper forces. So if a person starts to feel that he has this, it's called that he received a blessing.
How now, during the Zohar lesson, can we receive this blessing and orient ourselves?
You will wait that you will, so you will receive. Want it, and wait for that moment that it opens up for you, a connection with the upper world, and do all the actions that the Kabbalists advise you to do, so that it will happen. Please, Amit.
So we're continuing in item 23 from the paragraph, then came the Bet. Then came the Bet, whose instruction in her degree is bracha, blessing, opposite which are no klipot whatsoever, since another god is barren and does not bear fruit. Then the Creator told her, indeed, I will create the world with you, since only in her was there scrutiny and distinction, telling between a servant of the Creator and one who does not serve Him, since she did not have an opposite in the Sitra Achra. Hence, the world will indeed exist in her to scrutinize and to enhance the Kedusha over the Merkavot, over the chariots or structures of Tumah.
This means that if we receive a blessing from above, we succeed. If we do not receive a blessing from above, we do not succeed. That's it. This is, in total, what we need. Nothing would help a person. Only if the Creator will open his eyes and heart. Onwards.
Of the Tumah until death is swallowed up forever and they arrive at the end of correction. We should also know that the division of the 22 letters into the 3 degrees, Bina, Zerampin, and Malchut, this is so because above Bina, there are no Kilim, which are the letters. Also, the 22 letters in Bina are called big letters, and the 22 letters in Zerampin are simply called letters, and the 22 letters in Malchut are the small letters. Similarly, they each divide into 3 degrees, Bina, Zerampin, and Malchut. Since there are Bina, Zerampin, and Malchut in the 22 letters in Bina, and so there are in the 22 in Zerampin, and in the 22 in Malchut, it is so because the 22 letters themselves divide into 3 degrees, units, tens, and hundreds. The units, from Aleph through Tet, are the 9 Sefirot of Bina. The tens, from Yod to Tzadi, are the 9 Sefirot of Zeranpin. And the hundreds are from Nukva. This is why there are only 4 letters, Kuf Reishin Tav, in Malchut, since she occupies only 4 of the Sefirot Zeranpin, from his Hazeh and below, Nehim, where Kuf Reish are Netzach and Chod, and Shin Tav are Yesod and Malchut. We need not ask why the units are in Nukva, tens are in Zeranpin, and hundreds are in Ima, since there's always an inverse relation between the light and the Kilim. In the Kilim, the upper ones come first, and it is the opposite in the lights, the lower ones come first. Thus, if there are only units of Kilim there, from Aleph to Yod, there's only Malchut of lights there. And if the tens of the Kilim come as well, the light of Zeranpin of lights comes too. And if the hundreds of the Kilim are completed too, Kufrei Shin Tav, the lights of Bina come, which are hundreds. For this reason, the hundreds are regarded as Bina, the tens as Zeranpin, and the units as Malchut. Though with respect to the Kilim themselves, it is the opposite. The units are in Ima, the tens in Zeranpin, and the hundreds in Nukva.
Questions? You don't want to ask. Okay, but slowly, you will get used to it. It's not that kind of a problem. Besides, you will know the alphabet, these letters in Hebrew, because these letters are constant. The alphabet of the Hebrew language exists more than 6,000 years, and it does not change as the rest of the languages, because it is taken from according to the forces of nature, as we can see from the four phases of direct light. So there can be no change in it. As it was then, so it is now. The rules does not change. It does not depend on humans, but the 4 degrees we have in nature, the still, the vegetative, the animate, and the speaking. This is how the alphabet is built. So if we would meet a person who lived 3,000 or 4,000 years ago and spoke in Hebrew, so we would speak with him in Hebrew in a simple manner. There's no problem. He speaks the same language as we do.
Can I ask, Rav? So what is this earlier form of Hebrew during the times of the Hashpurim? It had some different forms. It changed until we see the current alphabet.
I've heard an explanation about this once, but truly, I don't know exactly. I don't know. I think it depends on the material that they used to write on. They used to write on stones, afterwards leather, but not in the same forms of letters as we study here, that it cannot change. That's it. Yes, please.
So we're in the section, the letter Taf. The letter Taf entered first. Each of the letters of the alphabet has a unique degree under its control. Hence, Tav argued that she was better qualified to improve the world than all the other letters, because there's the rule of truth in her, and she seals the ring of the king.
What does it mean that each and every letter says that I need to be the first so that the world will be created in it? A letter is a sign. A letter means a sign. That the sign of the letter speaks of the combined forces, plus, minus, from above, downwards, upwards, all kinds. The combining of forces, that in this force we should create the world. This is what the letter says about herself, points to herself.
It is known that the Sitra Achra lives only on the tiny luminescence that the Kedusha illuminates for it, as it is written, and her legs go down to death, and as it is written, and his kingship rules over all.
In all the forces of nature, the most evil ones are fed by the upper light, the Creator, because they must exist on the opposite form of the good force in order to direct us to the good force, so that by both of them we can be constructed.
This is the meaning of the leg of the kuf, of the kuf that reaches below the lines of letters, indicating the tiny luminescence that Malchut gives the Sitra Achra. Hence, of all the 22 letters, only in the kuf is there an extension of a leg below. For she belongs to the letters of Malchut, because kuf, resh, shin, taf are in Malchut. However, in the beginning, the left leg of the Tav extended below the line. The Creator saw that the grip of the Sitra Achra would be too strong, so the Creator stopped her and retreated her leg to end equally with the line of Kedusha.
It it means that he shortened her evil force to the letter Tav, and then she was made as she is now, not so tied to the klipa shell.
This is why her left leg grew thicker, for the part that extended outwards, which he drew back, folded over her there, and thus no illumination reaches from her to the klipot and the sitra achra. Moreover, she was established as the seal of the ring, watching over the klipot to not draw near and suckle from the kedusha through there. And anyone who touches her dies. Also, the tiny luminescence that is needed for the sustenance of the klipot was done in the letter Kof. Since because she was the tallest letter in Malchut, and far from the klipot in the Sitra Achra, there is no fear of the klipot gripping too strongly. This is why she is called Kof, indicating that from her comes the beginning of the power to the Sitra Achra and the klipot, called evil man, resembling the partsufim of Kedusha, as it is written, God has made them one opposite the other. Like the kof, also monkey in Hebrew, which is similar to a man. People mistake them, and they lie in the name of the Creator. This is what the Tav argued. Since I am the seal of your ring, for I stand at the end of every partsuf, not letting the klipot approach and suckle from the kedusha and lie in your name, it is befitting that the world will be created with me. Through me will be all the scrutinies between the sitra achra and the kedusha, and all the people in the world will be assured to reach their destiny. This is why it was said, and you are called by the name Truth. It is appropriate for the king to begin with the letter Emet, Truth, and create the world with me. Commentary. Since your name is Truth, which means that it is impossible to cling to you except by obtaining the quality of Truth, it is befitting for the king to begin with the letter Truth and create the world with me, because with my quality, people will repel the Sitra Achra and the Klipot and will cling unto you. Then the end of correction will be guaranteed for all the people in the world.
This is what the letter says to the Creator.
This is the meaning of, the Lord is near to all who call upon Him. To whom is He near? He repeated and said, to all who call upon Him in truth. But is there anyone to call Him falsely? There is. It is one who calls and does not know whom he is calling. It is written to all who call upon him in truth. What is in truth? It means in the seal of the king's ring, the middle line, the seal of the mochin with the malchut, which is called the king's ring, which is the wholeness of everything. The Creator replied to her that she was unfit for creating the world with her, because with her force, the dinim, the judgments, would be too harsh for even complete righteous who have already been rewarded with an inscription of her seal and keep the Torah from A to Z, are still punished by her harsh force because they did not protest against the wicked. Moreover, she is also the seal of death, as by her was death created in the world. Since people died only because the serpent forged her seal and made Adam Hirshon sin with the tree of knowledge. Hence, it is impossible that the world will be able to exist through her. This is basically the story of the letter Tav. Tbilisi.
Dear Rav, say the truth. I'm shocked with what I just discovered about Hebrew, but it seems that in Israel they don't understand Hebrew as well. And with the the revelation of Hebrew in some sort of degree can bring to spirituality?
If we understood even 10% what we read, this is normal. All the rest, 90% that we don't understand, we receive as the spiritual force that influences us, and little by little, we start to feel. Like I spoke about that baby that is born in this world, does not know the language, does not know where he is, no one is teaching him anything, nothing. But out of this, that he just opens up his senses, he begins to recognize, and this is called the mother's tongue. And in this way, he receives and receives and is included. And the same thing here, in the same way we enter the upper world, that we're born in it. So now you are born, open up yourself, just simply want for it to enter.
Germany.
Buongiorno, Rav. Anzi, buon pomeriggio, Rav. Le chiedo, che differenza c'è tra il Bore e Ed
Emet? Sorry.
There is no translation from Italian.
I haven't. אפשר לדבר בעברית, תרגמו לו. אין לנו תרגום לאיטלקית. אם תוכל לשאול באנגלית, בבקשה.
We have no translation to from Italy. Italian. אפשר לשאול באנגלית. Translating it from English. Germany, can you ask in English? Or either German, Ariel.
כן. אפשר גם בגרמנית.
Yes, we can. You can speak in German.
The different
Deutsch.
Repeat it up.
Veseder. O achar kachishal.
Okay, he'll ask again later. PT 18.
Between the truth and lie and the righteous to the evil man, it is as a thread of hair.
Yeah, because it's only in the intention, in order to receive or to bestow.
How does a person come to a state that he is either evil or righteous? How can he know? With such a thin line.
We're speaking about this all the time. I'm sorry, but what does it mean? How does a person know? In order to know, we need to see what it says. He needs to be included with their friends and receive through that connection the upper light, and the upper light will build in him the intention in order to bestow. By that, he raises himself to spirituality. And in this way, each time on the ladder of degrees, more and more.
Thank you, Rav.
Ukraine.
Да, дорогой учитель, вот первый вопрос, вот что значит, что буквы хотят, чтобы ими сотворили мир? Вот сотворить мир, это что значит? Это в начале...
What does it mean that the letters want the world to be created in them?
To control it, to... The letters are, in all, the combination of forces. So you have these types of patterns that in these types of these are those types of forces, like the hieroglyphics, that through such these or those types of forms, you are able to build the world. So all in all, you have 22 letters. Why 22? You have Keter Chokhmah, and Gar of Bina is the abstract upper light. Then from Zat of Bina, Ziran Pin Malchut, you already have the light which builds the forms, the letters, the material. So then you have 9 of such forms that the light builds from Zat of Bina, 9 that the light builds from Ziran Pin, and 4 that it builds out of Malchut. All in all, 22 forms. that the light enters the will to receive, and each time builds and builds and builds, and the desire to receive from Aleph to Taf, all of the forms. And by this, it ends. All in all, you have 22 letters in which the upper light can build within the desire to receive.
А что вот когда каббалист читает каббалистический текст и видит букву, то он эту силу.
When a Kabbalist reads something that is written in the Kabbalah language and sees letters.
I don't want to talk about these things. I don't want to confuse you by this, and you don't confuse yourselves through these things. We'll continue gradually. Hebrew 10.
Shalom, Rav.
Shalom, Rav. 3 readings ago, we read an article and you explained that the Creator, if you receive, like you receive. If not, He decides. What are the factors for these decisions that you receive the blessing from the Creator?
That He will want to give you. That He will love you. Make it so that He will love you and He will give you what you need.
This is in a group, for sure.
Everything. Group, study, dissemination. Yeah.
Okay, תודה רבה, Rav.
Okay, thank you very much, Rav. No,
Germany. Well, Germany?
Good evening, Rav. What difference is there between Bore and Emet?
איזה הבדל יש בין בורא ואמת?
אני לא יכול להגיד לך.
I cannot tell you. I don't have the words to express such things. Truth is one of the expressions of the Creator.
That's it.
The Creator has a lot of such expressions. 72 names, all sorts of expressions. But the general expression is called Emet. Aleph, the first letter, and Taf, the last letter, and Mem, in the middle. So, Keter, Bina, Malchut. This is that letter Emet. The word Emet, which includes from the beginning, middle, and end of all of the forces. And therefore, this is how the Creator is called.
Thank you.
Let's continue. Oh, wait, there's Kabu 1.
My question would be, how can a person make the Creator love him when the Creator is by no means deficient?
The Creator has a deficiency. The Creator has a deficiency that a person will love Him. He has no deficiencies that he lacks, but he does have a deficiency to love that he does have. It's a deficiency that's not quite a deficiency, but that's how it is.
We're on page 215, paragraph A, item 24, the letter Shin. The letter Shin entered before him. She said to him, O Lord of the world, it is good for you to create the world with me, for in me is your name, Shadi, called, and it is becoming to create the world with a holy name. He said to her, you are comely, you are good, and you are true. But because the letters Sheker, Shin Kofresh, meaning lie or falsehood, took you to be with them, I do not wish to create the world with you, for there will be no false, for there will not be falsehood unless the letters Kof and Resh take you. Explanation. There are two ends to the Nukva. One is called Malchut de Malchut, which is the Tav, and the other is called Yesod de Malchut, which is the Shin. The thing is that when she is without a construction from upper Abba Ve'ima, the Tav is considered the Siyum, and it is a harsh din. And when she is a Partsuf constructed by upper Abba Ve'ima, the letter Shin is made at her Siyum, where the three heads of the Shin indicate illumination of Chagat De'ima, which Malchut receives through Zeranpin at her point of Siyum, as it is written, a well which the leaders dug. Through this illumination, she becomes a Kli to receive 100 blessings from Zeranpin. As it is written, a woman makes a covenant only with the one who has made her a Kli, for by that she becomes a receptacle to receive 100 blessings from Yesod Zeranpin. For this reason, this Siyum is called the middle point of the settling, since all the settling in the world comes from her. It is also called Yesod de Nukva. For this reason, the letter Shin is called the letter of truth, like the Tav, and it is called the king's seal, like her, since the word seal has many meanings. One, it points to the conclusion of the Pertsuf, like the king's seal, which comes at the end of a text that is written in the king's name. Two, the king's seal is like the king himself. Thus, the writing of the king's seal causes the same fear as though it was the king himself. This is why the seal is called the sign of truth, since by that, all the genuineness is apparent from the seal. However, the Shin has an advantage over the Tav, since the Shin is called by the name Shaddai, which means that he said to his world, "Die, enough, spread no further." This indicates the construction of the world in terms of settling, which ended in the Shin. He said to his world, enough, spread no further into the Tav. This is the reason why the point of Siyum of the Shin is considered the middle point of the settling. This was the argument of the Shin. It is good for you to create the world with me, because your name, Shadi, is called in me. Once she saw that he had rejected the Tav because of the harsh Midat Adin, quality of judgment in her, the Shin thought to herself that the Creator would choose her quality for the creation of the world, since she has all the merits of the Tav, for she is the king's seal too, and she too is the letter Truth. But she has another merit, that the name Shadi is called in her. For she was selected for the Siyum of the Nukva, for the settling of the world, and not the Tav. Thus she mustered the courage to come before the Creator, so he would create the world with her quality. The Creator replied to the Shin, although your virtue is great, precisely because this is so, your opposite in the Klipa is very strong. There would not be falsehood in the world had the two letters of forgery and falsehood of the Klipot not taken you, meaning Kof and Resh. Commentary. There are two sources to the Sitra Acha and to all the Klipot. One, tiny luminescence, which the Kedusha itself shines for them, so they can exist and not be cancelled for as long as they are needed to punish the wicked. In that regard, their construction is not great because the illumination is very small, only to sustain them with the mail of Klipa, being with only Vak, without a Rosh, and the Nukva de Klipa, being only a point without any expansion whatsoever. The tiny illumination is drawn to them through the letter Kof. And this is the beginning of their power to resemble Adam of Biyadek Dusha, as a Kof, also means monkey, in relation to man. As it is written, God has made them one opposite to the other. Two, the corruption of the lower ones, By their evil works, they elicit lights of Kedusha to the Klipot. The first corruption occurred in the sin of the Tree of Knowledge, by which they were given a great structure with five Patsufim and Abiyah, as there is to the Kedusha. That second source is the letter Reish, which indicates that the letters rise and cling up to Binah the Malchut, which is the letter Dalet. This so because the 22 letters of the Malchut divide in her into Binah, Zeranpin, and Malchut. The units are Binah, the tens are Zeranpin, and the hundreds are Malchut. Thus the Dalet of the 22 letters of Malchut stands at the beginning of her Zat de Binah, since the letters Aleph Bet Gimel are Gar, and from the letter Dalet through Tet, they are Vak de Binah in Malchut. This Dalet indicates the poverty and misery in Malchut as a whole, since Malchut has nothing of her own except for that which her husband Zeranpin gives her. That quality of hers is inscribed in her Dalet, since when she is full, she is Dalet, from the words poor and empty. Also, the Dalet has a protruding angle at her roof, indicating the protrusion of Chasadim in her, which the Dalet takes from the Gimel before her, for Gimel is from her Gar de Bina, who receives from her corresponding Bechina in Zeranpin, while she is from her corresponding Bechina in Bina, where Chasadim are in great abundance. This is why she is called Gimel, from the word Gomel Chasadim, rewarder of Chasadim, for she rewards the Dalet with Chasadim, since she has nothing of her own, and she gives her abundant Chasadim. This protrusion of Chasadim is implied in the angle of the roof of the Dalet.
I understand that most of you don't understand what we're reading, and the text is truly difficult and demands a lot of knowledge. But simply need to hear this with the intention that it will be absorbed and give results. Again, like that baby who is in the world, and more and more is entered into him, and then he begins to understand where he is by himself. This is how it is in nature. What we're reading with you, we're not reading anything artificial, but that nature itself is arranged in such a way. We open up this nature, and you continue from the degree of still vegetative animate to the degree of speaking, to the degree of a person, those similar to the Creator. Now we're trying to include by ourselves, to absorb this knowledge that will raise us to this higher degree, truly like babies that are born into our world. That's how it is. Please.
We'll continue at 216. However, the opposite of Malchut Dekdusha, as it is written, a quarrelsome one separates the champion, is a poor one who is proud and does not wish to receive from the Gimel and yield before her. Instead, she pretends to be the Rosh, head, with great pride. By this flaw, the angle was erased from the Dalet, meaning the protrusion of Chasadim in her, and she became poor and meager. Since erasing the angle from the Dalet gives her the form of Reish, Rash, meager and poor. As it is written, even in his kingdom he was born poor. The unification of Zeranpin and the Nukva de Kedusha is in the letters Echad, one, Aleph Chet, Dalet. This is so because Aleph Chet is the ninth Sfirot de Zeranpin, imparting from Gimel de Bina to Gimel the Malchut, by which the Malchut becomes a Dalet with a protruding angle with abundant Chasadim. By that, the Zon becomes one flesh in complete unification. It turns out that when the lower ones corrupt their actions, they give power to the Malchut de Sitracha to cling to the Dalet, Malchut, erase the angle that protrudes in Chasadim, and turn her into Reish. At that time, the Echad becomes Acher, other, and other gods cling to Zon the Kedusha, as it is written, a quarrelsome one separates the champion. Then it is considered that the letters of Kuf Reish of the Sitra Acha rob the seal of the Shin, the letter Truth, for themselves, and the Yesod Nugva, which is the receptacle of Yesod Zeranpin. Thus now the Shin has come to another god of the Sitra Acha, since the Yesod foundation for the Nugva de Sitra Acha was built in this Shin. Hence the Sitra Acha grew with 10 complete Sfirot with Rosh, and the Shin that she rubbed became a point of ruin to her, since the Sitra Acha is built out of the ruin of Kedusha. From here were the Abiya of the evil Adam, man, built. It has been explained how the Kuf Resh are the two origins of the Sitra Acha, hence they are called letters of forgery, since the Sitra Acha forged them in order to destroy the construction and unification of the Kedusha, to be built on the ruin of the Kedusha. It is done primarily by extending the Shin to them, the form of Yesod de Nugva, into their lot and their authority, by forging the Dalet into Reish, forging the one into other, creating a structure for the Potsufim of other gods. Thus, falsehood and forgery would not exist in such a big structure had the Kuf Resh, the Sitra Acha, not rubbed the Shin for themselves. This is why the Creator replied to the Shin, "You are comely, you are good, and you are true." But because the letters Sheker, falsehood, Shin Kuf Resh, have taken you to be with them, I do not wish to create the world with you, for there would not be falsehood unless the letters of Kuf Resh take you. Since there would not be construction for the forgery and falsehood of the Sitra Acha had they not rubbed the Shin for themselves. Hence the world must not be created with her quality, because her opposite is equal to her, and the end of correction is not guaranteed through her.
And therefore it's impossible with it to begin the world, to correct the world.
Moscow 3.
Добрый вечер. Буква Далет – это
The letter Далет. Is it Malchut de Bina or Malchut or neither this nor that?
Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. Okay? Meaning they are still letters of Bina. The letters of Malchut are Kuf Resh Shin Tav. From Aleph to the nine of to the Tet of to the nine of Bina to Aleph to Tet. And until Yutet, these are the letters of Zeranpin, and Kuf Resh Shin Tav, these last four letters are the Malchut. Nine letters are, belong to Bina. Another nine to Zeranpin, and four more, these are Malchuts. All in all, 22. 9 and 9 plus 9 is 18, and plus 4 is 22. All in all, in the Hebrew alphabet, there are 22 letters. And then there are four These are the Matzepach, the ending letters, the additional letters that are written only in the end of a word. These five letters symbolize the Masach, the screen. We have the five worlds or the five levels of Aviyut. So then we have Man, Tse, Pach, Mem, Nun, Pe, Tzadi, Het. Chav.
Manzepach.
These letters are a symbol of the final Masach. And therefore, they are written in the end. In the end of a word. We need to understand that Hebrew is like math. It has the 10 Sefirot, their divisions, Golgot Einayim, Chab, Katnut, Gadlut. Each and every single letter, it's divided into multiple things. All of this exists only according to the law of the Partsuf, of the 10 Sefirot. I don't see any more questions. Okay. So where are we, Amit?
We are at the letters Kufresh. Yes, item 25.
Okay, maybe we'll have enough time.
Letters Kufresh, item 25. This implies that anyone who wishes to tell a lie should first take a basis of truth, and then his lie will hold. It is so because the Shin is the letter of truth, in which the fathers were unified, since the three lines in the Shin imply to the three patriarchs. Chagat and the Kofresh are letters that are seen on the evil side, because the Sitracha is cold, without heat and vitality, since it suckles from the Malchut when she is a frozen sea. To persist, they take the letter Shin into them, creating the combination Kesher, connection and bond, which means strengthening and sustaining. When the Shin saw that, she departed from him. Commentary. The illumination of Chagat de Bina, which are given to the Nukva through Yesod de Zeranpin, built the point of Siyum of the Nukva into a Kli, a receptacle, for 100 blessings from Zeranpin. Chagat are called patriarchs. This is why it was said that the fathers were unified in her. And because of that, it is called the letter of truth. Kof and Reish are letters that are seen on the evil side. They are the two origins of the Sitracha. And it was said that they take the Shin into them and create the combination Kesher, connection or bond. This is so because by erasing the angle of the Dalet, of Echad, one, they rub the Yesod de Nukva de Gdusha, the Shin, into them, building the Yesod de Nukva de Klipa in the letter Shin. By that they have a very strong hold of the Gdusha, which is called Kesher. Since a bond indicates that the hold is very strong and hard to detach.
Latin.
Shalom, Rav.
Shalom.
El proceso de corrección está relacionado en convertir la reish de Acher en Dalet para que sea Ehad.
Sorry, I don't have translation for Spanish.
You have translate to English?
Yes, I can speak in English. The process of correction is related to the race of Aher and convert the race to Dalet to be Ehad.
No, we're not talking about the corrections right now. We're not going to be playing with these letters. This is already a whole Torah, a whole teaching of its own. If you want how through the letters to correct the world, you need to learn the Torah. That what's written in the Torah, every word and every letter that is written in the Torah, it's basically like a code, like a computer programming language or software, that if you go through each and every single letter, you correct your soul completely, from beginning to end, from the first letter, which is Bet in Bereshit, in the beginning, and then the last one, the Lamed, the last letter in the Torah, which is from the word Israel, Lamed. Then you simply need to be included in all these letters, and then you reach Gemar Tikkun. Little by little. If you won't run away, then we'll reach also that. In the meantime,
הנה מה טוב, שבת אחים גם יחד. הנה מה טוב, שבת אחים גם יחד. נו, ועד מחר בשיעור.
Well, until tomorrow morning in the lesson. Good luck.